ABC Radio Australia.
Anxiety is high in some parts of Papua New Guinea after news that the country confirmed its first case of the highly contagious Delta strain. The positive case was the captain of a ship that travelled from Indonesia, which is facing its own COVID crisis. Health authorities are so far confident they've contained the positive case, but as Belinda Cora reports, there are deep fears about the border PNG shares with Indonesia.
Since COVID-19 was first detected in China more than 18 months ago, new variants of the virus have emerged. One of them is what's now known as the Delta strain, which first appeared in India in March this year. Researchers have found that it's at least 60% more transmissible within households than the Alpha strain, which has been the dominant variant in the United States. But now the Delta strain is in more than 90 countries, including Papua New Guinea.
We've been talking about Delta variant west to us, east to us, and also south to PNG. It's finally hit home, so we are now at this juncture. I would like to announce here a case that was detected.
That's PNG's COVID-19 Deputy Controller, Dr. Asarom Downey, making the announcement late last week. It was news people like Dr. Mary Bagita had been worried about.
When we heard of Delta, we were also expecting that it's going to reach us at some stage in the near future.
But she isn't worried only for what it will mean for people who catch the virus, but her regular patients as well.
The biggest concern was being sort of restricting the number of patients coming in again and virtually on, like in inverted commas, another lockdown in the hospital, which is something that we, from the division that I work, it's something that honestly, we just want to avoid another of these restrictive kind of movements for patients.
Dr. Bagita coordinates the obstetrics and gynecology department of PNG's largest hospital, Port Moresby General Hospital.
We've already faced, so many restrictions in our work already. It's a year now since the COVID has hit us, and really can't afford to do any more lockdowns and restrictions on the patients that we really need to see and sort them out. I mean, we have so many other obstetric and gynae issues that need to be sorted out, not only COVID.
But there are also real concerns about what cases of the Delta strain will mean for PNG's health system that already struggles and was severely tested during the outbreak earlier on this year. Dr. Bagita says the situation highlights the need for more people to get vaccinated, especially those working on the front line like her.
If we had, most of us had been vaccinated, I'm talking about our health professionals now, there would not be any need to be running around and panicking and trying to do all sorts of measures again. I think the main message in the last couple of months was to get vaccinated so that we protect not only ourselves, but our own colleagues, our own patients, and our community. That message will still be carried on to be vaccinated so that we can just reduce this transmission of COVID and get on with our lives.
But what could happen if people aren't vaccinated is playing out in neighbouring Indonesia. According to the Indonesian Medical Association, more than 100 doctors have died this month alone. Hundreds of nurses, midwives, pharmacists and lab workers have also died from COVID-19 during the pandemic. News like that worries the head of police in PNG's West Sepik province, which shares the border with Indonesia's Papua province.
The chances of the Delta strain coming in here are high. It will make it here.
Provincial Police Commander Moses Ibsagi says despite the government implementing a hard border restriction last year when COVID-19 first broke out, people are crossing all the time.
The country is vast country. It's very large, so it's hard to monitor everything. When we first had cases of COVID-19 in PNG last year, the government implemented a hard border. People couldn't come in or out. But as time goes on, people see the virus as a normal virus. They're not afraid of it. So lots of people come and go across the border, especially on the PNG side. They have guardians or relatives on the other side. They're going back and forth.
He says they don't have the resources to stop people from crossing the border, and he says that most are coming on tracks rather than main roads.
Here in West Sepik, it's very hard. We don't have support to help us to enforce the hard border and the COVID measures. We are a border province, and the border is open 24/7. Unlike in Port Moresby or other centres, where there are scheduled flights that come in at a certain time, and you can monitor flights. For us, it's open 24/7.
Dr. Bagita says the border is most certainly an issue of concern for PNG.
The government probably should have been looking at, or could have looked at, or still continuing to look at, to strengthen our border control. You know, so many issues, staffing-wise, infrastructure-wise, all those kind of things, just to strengthen border control, border movement, so that we have restrictions on who is crossing our borders, especially at Indonesian border.
The ABC approached the government's COVID-19 task force to confirm if it is considering introducing new measures or additional support to police at the border, but it's not responded. Local media has reported that politicians are being urged to cancel mass gatherings, with many already starting their campaign efforts ahead of next year's election. And the COVID-19 Deputy Controller, Dr. Asarom Downey, is urging people to get vaccinated.
As we all watch the number of deaths continue to rise in Fiji, in India, and around the world, take this as a wake-up call for us all to be vaccinated. If you are still fence-sitting, if you're not made up your mind, made up your mind quickly.
But even with news that the situation in Indonesia is so bad, they're running out of coffins. Provincial Police Commander Moses Ibsangi believes they'll continue to struggle to convince people of the risk.
We are trying to discourage people from crossing. Initially, they were afraid. That was enough, but now they're not. How do we convince them that Indonesia has this strain of virus that's stronger than what we have? It's the Delta strain. They don't understand what we mean. Here in PNG, we don't believe the sick will kill us until we see it. Then we'll believe it.
Provincial Police Commander of PNG's West Sepik, Moses Ibsagi, sharing their concerns about the emergence of Delta with reporter Belinda Cora.